You're listening to the Major Pod Network, the only place where your favorite toy store, card shop, arcade, theme park, and arena are all on the same block. Scratch that major itch.
The following announcement has been paid for by the Major World Order.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Major World Order podcast. I am one of your hosts, Billy Peck, and with me is...
And with us is...
The Big Jake Boesky, the Sean Kemp of sneaker collecting, the Major Mad Hatter, Jake Wyatt. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the latest edition of the MWO, where it's just too... Sweet.
You sounded like a baby tiger.
Sounded like when you pour a Slurpee from a Slurpee machine at the end.
D, all of the above.
Yep. So yeah, welcome to the show. We are the Major World Order podcast, where, as Jake said, it is just too sweet. You know, obviously we get everything from the World Order.
Bigger
podcast and all that. but no, if you're not already, please check us out on X, Instagram, Facebook, all at Major World Order, YouTube.com / Major World Order.
Are we on threads?
What?
Are we on threads?
Well, we are, but like...
I use threads. I started to use it. I like it.
You're like 10 years late.
What is it?
What?
It's just, it's not, you know, it, you know, we don't really do anything there anymore. So that's the answer. and then patreon.com/ Major World Order if you want to contribute a little extra, and we'll give you a little extra. But yeah, so welcome to the show. You know, just going along, we're over 150 episodes in. We've passed our 3-year mark. You know, just having a good time hanging out with people, talking, you know, learning their stories. You know, Jake is starting and stopping collections. Hey, how's that Major Bendy collection going?
Well, it's going fantastic, and there will be a new, it's not an unboxing, but just more of a kind of a informational video coming out for Christmas for everybody that I did, just about, you know, what I'm doing. But Billy brought this to our attention today. That I was not aware of.
I don't know that anyone else has talked about it.
Yeah.
It hasn't been posted in the group. Nothing.
So I wanted to say something.
Will we get in trouble?
No.
No.
Okay. Why would we get in trouble? No. We didn't make it.
What's done is done.
Yeah. True. It's too late, pal. It's already in hand. So if you guys remember early 1990, WCW Galoob, Butch Reed. Yeah. You remember Butch Reed?
Yeah.
Okay. From Doom. Mm-hmm. Okay. There was a variant. He had Nike shoes and they got in trouble off of that. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that or not.
I don't recall if I, maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
Also,
you kind of see it. There you go. Billy has
got the old San Francisco toy maker on the, I believe it's the Lance Storm. I think he had Asics or something or some Reebok. Yeah.
Probably.
And they had to change it. And they had to change yours.
No, I can't take
it. For those that are watching,
yes,
on patreon.com/ Major World Order for $1 or $5, you'll see that Canik has a very familiar logo on his shoes.
Yeah. So that's very unique. I'm actually really mad at myself that I didn't notice that. You know, I didn't really look like I was more focused on the packaging. Like, I really haven't inspected these. I've just,
Have you held one?
Have I held one? The only one I've held was the tan map in the bag.
Okay.
Because I haven't actually opened any of it. Well, no, maybe. Did I open one and sniff it one time, maybe?
Yeah, you opened
the Deathmatch
King.
Yes.
Why don't you slide the canic out?
Okay, just because you asked me to.
Real quick.
But yeah, for those who may not be aware, you know, Jake has been collecting major bendies of guests we've had.
Smells good. I love that smell.
Yeah, I know, right?
On our show, the people that we've interviewed on Major World Order.
I'll open one too.
So
why isn't his autograph on the back?
So this, the Canic Bendy is a repaint of the referee.
Oh.
The referee
didn't have a signature.
All had the same body with just different heads. So they weren't going to get individual autographs.
I think he's got a little package on him.
Okay. Sure does.
I got a Colt right here.
No.
My blister.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. It's under my chair.
Oh, so it's no. Like rubbing alcohol mixed with like plastic. I like it.
Yeah. So
collecting. I'm pretty sure we could die if we sniff this for too long.
Yeah.
Love it.
The I wonder if we would get alcohol poisoning just from sniffing a Canic Bendy.
We can sue the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
Oh, my God.
We're taking over.
Colt's awesome.
But yeah, so. You know, there are famous wrestlers that we've had on the show who do have figures, mm-hmm. but don't have bendies. And right. So Jake is sticking, you know, it's very on brand, you know, the company that we work for has their own figures. So why not support them, get their figures and just do it of the people that we've had on the show. And I think that's.
I could slide it back.
I love that collection of yours, Jake. I think
Thank you.
Great. It's simple.
Yes.
It's fun.
And it's very unique too. Cause like mm-hmm. I'm doing, you know, the, with the white paint pen, it's just, it's going to look so unique. And then like a happy accident, you know, every one of them has they're not like all from the same series or they don't have the same carding. So they're right. all different. And then luckily with this Canic, I was able to get this like WCW vibrator version. And, you know, like with TTD, that's going to be the ref version. So, which is really cool. But I'm hoping and wishing for some reason that TTD gets another one. Mm. That way I can take the referee TTD and make my bootleg TTD. And I got to get Josh Stapleton to autograph it for me. I'm going to make that a rule. If there's somebody who's like similar, like I'm not even going to lie. I know I haven't brought him up in a little while, but, there was a waffle and sausage link post this morning in the group with a bunch of trash on his table. Jeff Malia, he had, you know, I love Jeff. Good old Jeffy. But I was thinking, what if I convinced him to dress up as good old Double J, Jeff Jarrett? You know what I mean?
With the cowboy hat?
Yes.
Yeah, and the glasses.
He needs to buy a turtleneck and cut some slots in it.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? He's got to do this with the music in the background. He's got to post a video in the group. If he does that, I will purchase a Jeff Jarrett bendy, and I will have him autograph it for me at Live 18 in white paper. Because I can. This is my way. That I can get the people we've had on.
I love it.
And it's my bootleg version.
I've got an idea for a bootleg version.
All right.
If the guys were ever to make this bendy,
mm-hmm.
let's just say maybe at some point Major Bendy's comes out with a La Parka figure, which would be sick.
Yes.
You could get that figure signed by our guest, Dan Ryan.
Oh, beautiful.
No, that's a park. Let's go. Yes. That's a sick mask.
Oh yeah, that's awesome, dude.
So, hey, welcome to the show.
Oh yeah. Dude, Toy Biz, man, they messed up. Toy Biz messed up. They should have made La Parka. They would have been printing gold. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know why WCW never made any La Parka figures. Like, that's a little frustrating.
I don't know.
Maybe it was a rights issue or...
Yeah, it's hard to say.
I mean, I did hear a thing like Bischoff was saying how he like didn't really get behind him that much, how he felt like he should have got more behind like the cult of La Parka, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. And now we could get La Parka figures.
I mean, you know, think about it. They didn't really start making like Rey Mysterio figures till later.
Is the first Rey Mysterio the one with the giant?
Right. It's not even advertised that it's him.
He's an accessory.
I think he has not the vibrating ones, but like one of the bigger ones.
There's like a triple A, the triple A scale.
I'm talking WCW
specifically. Gotcha.
And then like he got one like when he was unmasked. Like my point is like, you know, they didn't do a lot of people like that, unfortunately. You know, they didn't do an Ultimo Dragon, I don't think, or
Juventude.
Mortis, like,
oh my god,
they did Conan. They didn't do a lot of those. Yeah. You know, Chris Jericho got one later.
What about El Dandy?
Well, I don't think he was ever promo. Big enough to.
What about El Dandy?
But yeah, anyway, yeah, man, some of those people, it's like they didn't get them because they didn't have enough stock in the cruiserweight division, so to speak.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you think about it, like, you know, the way things might get done nowadays is, you know, we always hear the term toyetic and all that. And like, if you saw a La Parca figure, if a kid going down the aisle had no idea what wrestling was, who that was, but they saw that toy, they'd be like, what's this?
This is cool. Yeah. This guy
this is cool.
Yeah. Right.
100%. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
sick, dude.
That's cool. It kind of stinks. Like, I've heard La Parca is not very easy to work with. So like, I've always tried to meet him at like shows in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish he'd be on GCW. Like me and Husfar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I met Husfar through GCW. Me and him got to see Matt Cardona, you know, whip some butt over in GCW. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yeah, people like that, it's like it's things he can't work with more American guys. Like maybe work with Matt and Brian to do something. Like, yeah. You know, you never know.
Well, then it's weird too. I don't know the story of it. I'm sure there's others that know it much better, but there's two of them.
Yes.
There's
yes,
La
yes.
Parca and there's LA Park.
Yes.
LA Park is the original one.
the best of my knowledge is so LA Park, he's the original La Parca. And then he was in WCW in the 90s. And then in the 2000s, he had a falling out with AAA. So then AAA still owned the character. So another guy took the mask. And unfortunately, that guy passed away in 2020.
I was gonna say I thought that guy passed away.
Yeah,
recently. Yeah, it was something where like he was doing like a suicide dive and like just like hit it like really like awkwardly. RIP like La Parca, and LA Park still's around, and then his son is he has two sons, so they do like six man tags and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, are you guys ready for Iron Claw? You guys pumped?
Very.
Yes, yeah. I love A24 movies, like, in general. Yeah. They're usually, like, all good. So, like, I'm excited. It's, like, the best of, like, all worlds for me. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going to be really good. And it's cool. I feel like they really, like, got the sportatorium down and stuff. And, like, I just, I don't know if you guys ever used IPV Video. They do a lot of compilations on, like, Blu-rays. Mm-hmm. But I just picked up Von Erich vs. Freebird. Like,
wow.
So it's awesome. It's, like, all the promos and everything. And then it's, like, the feud starts off where Kerry and Rick are having a steel cage match, and then Michael Hayes is the special guest referee and then interferes. I never knew that. I never seen that match before. It's cool. Like,
interesting.
Like, you know, this is like stuff that I, you know, love to hear about so I can watch them too. I love that stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the movie. It's going to be good.
Absolutely.
It'd be cool for sure.
Well, did you guys see that new Diamond Collection Kerry Von Erich figure coming out in the all white?
Yeah.
Man. Dude.
With that jacket.
Yeah. Real cool looking.
Dude.
It's beautiful.
Like, Power Town is amazing. Like, honestly, I picked up Hail Lucky. I got the Broody. I'm sorry. Bruiser Brody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did I. Yeah.
Yeah. I picked up two of the Brodies. I got one for the box and one to like look. And I just look, they're fantastic.
Yeah. Well, and that was the only one that I bought. Because like same, you know, I gotta be selective, and
I did Kerry and Brody.
Well, I do like a lot of the others. Well, yeah,
I do out of the Matt and Brian too. Matt and Brian, like they're good at this, man. They sold it to me, like they and like I knew the Power Town was cool, and like in the double pack, and they're so like easy to meet. So it's like I know I'll get it signed by them. So I'm excited to get that signed by them and shit. That's gonna look awesome.
But I ended up getting the Vern Gagne, from.
Oh yeah,
the original Broken series when Power Town brought them to Live
5.
No, Five, dude. Come on.
Last year, 15.
Right? Last year at Tin Roof.
I'm thinking FWF. Yeah. Sorry.
No. When the leg issue was discovered, and so then when we were at the house and we were looking at all these, they're just like, well, these are broken. Do what you want with them. D got most of them, and I got the Vern Gagne, and I just glued his legs back on. They don't move, but he stands there and he looks cool.
Hell yeah, dude.
But point is, like, yeah, I agree. Like, these, I love these power downs.
And then the Remco style ones coming out.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I'm same thing with those. I just can't see.
I gotta be picky and choosy for sure on those.
Right. I can't see me getting much of them. I might get the Rock and Roll Express.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Yeah. Remco, I don't think I saw the ad. They're doing Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah, so it's Rock and Roll Express, Junkyard Dog,
yeah,
Hacksaw Jim Duggan,
yep,
Chief J Strongbow, maybe.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. It's did he go by two different names?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
There's probably someone else.
Hold on.
That's cool, because yeah, I just saw I saw the Series 2 listed, but I didn't see the Remcos. But I'm a sucker for anything Rock and Roll Express, because I never got like proper figures back in the day. I have the bendy of Ricky Morton.
Oh, Jesus. And then the two that they showed was Tully Blanchard and Magnum TA.
I quit.
Oh, nice. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Dude, I love, yeah. Oh, man. Did you guys watch the Dark Side Magnum TA? That was really good.
I love Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah. Me
too. Dark Side is fantastic.
Yeah.
Dark Side is fantastic. Okay. The Doink one was cool. The Doink one was good there.
Now I'm starting to wonder if I got him confused. So I know maybe some of those might be in Series 2.
I was trying to look on Powertown, but I have to like watch the whole video.
Right, right. They got their Series 2 Powertowns coming out that has maybe some of the people I said listed. Medusa's one of them.
I saw Dory Funk Jr. is one of them too.
Yeah, I think that might be accurate.
Yeah. The Powertown All-Star Wrestlers Series 1.
Yeah.
Is that the Remco? Yeah, Remco. Yeah. All right, so I don't know if you want to watch me wait for that.
That's all right.
It's
okay. It's an audio podcast, Husfar. Come on, man.
All right, unless you're a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah, we got video.
$5. Yeah. $5. You can see me in a parking mask. Yeah.
No, $1. $1, they can see you.
$1. Boba Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Rock and Roll. So, you guys ever meet Ricky Morton?
No, Tito Santana. That's right. Missing Link. I think I got some of these mixed up with their Series 2 Ultras or whatever. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, cool.
But they're putting out some cool stuff, and the huge announcement that they're going to be doing the TNA line.
I can't wait.
Oh,
that's really cool. That's really
awesome.
Jake, you going in?
So nope.
He's like,
Husfar, you got me with the Hot Toys Batman, which thank God I'm basically done with that.
Not until the villains and the Val Kilmer comes out.
You dropped. You're not doing villains.
Yeah, you said you were going to do villains.
Well, I filled all my DTOS. They're full now.
What kind of Hot Toys? Is it 89 Batman or is it?
So no, I did all the Batmans. I got 66. I got
doesn't have Val Kilmer.
I got I do. George Clooney.
Yeah, you need Val Kilmer.
I have Val Kilmer.
Oh, you need George Clooney? I thought George Clooney was the one that came out. Sonar suit.
No, no, no. The sonar suit is Val Kilmer from Batman Forever.
Yes, yes. Yeah, when he's fighting the Riddler and he's like, you're blind as a bat, and he has a sonar.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Come on, dude.
Get this guy.
Got him mixed up.
It's okay. I know.
Because you're like, I don't know.
No, I'm fucking with you.
Yo, who's your guys' favorite Batman?
Val Kilmer.
Out of all the Batman. Val Kilmer?
No.
You're saying
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck?
Christian
he
Bale.
He looks most like the animated series Batman, like Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
I could see
Christian
that.
Christian Bale is awesome. Christian Bale is like kind of my Batman because I like, you know, watched all those series and everything.
Rachel.
That's my Christian Bale.
All right. Does that work for you, Husfar?
Yeah, I didn't care. I believe.
So he had asked, who is your Batman?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, Jake. I'm just kidding.
Definitely Keaton, 89 Batman. 100%.
Keaty.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love all the others. You know, Christian Bale is definitely probably my second favorite. I really, again, another shout out to Huzzfar. I really like Ben Affleck. You know, when I first heard of it, I was like, oh God, here we go, you know. But like, it's actually a really good movie. You know, Batman vs. Superman. Like, if you actually watch it and get into it, I really dig that one a lot. I mean, I love all of them, but what about you? What's your favorite?
Yeah.
It's like, I love, it jumps around, because I love the Kevin Conroy animated series Batman.
Well, yeah, you start including that stuff, it kind of changes.
Yeah, it changes.
Yeah. Sure.
Live action, like, it's like a, definitely a toss-up between Keaton and Bale, but, like, Bale's definitely more my Batman, because, like, just, I've got to see those movies in the theater while they were coming out. Right. But I have a deep relationship with Batman 66. Batman 66, the movie.
I love Adam West.
Is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
When he's hitting the shark, that's not real. You hear the noise,
dude. They're taking off Max. I don't know where to go.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that taking off Max. I have a Blu-ray copy of it. It's like one of my favorite movies. I love everything about that movie. Like, just, and they have all the villains together. And then the best scene ever in a Batman movie is when he's running with the bomb.
Yeah, the smoke. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he's going all over the place.
Have you watched the animated 66 cartoons?
Dude, those fucking figures.
I have not seen those yet. I haven't seen them.
Love them.
Those figures, I'll check them out, man.
Yeah.
Those figures are awesome. The McFarlane figures, yeah.
I'm dying.
Wait.
No, the cartoon.
No, the 66 cartoon.
The filmation. Oh, okay.
No. They made new ones. They made new movies.
Oh, that one.
Like a few years back.
Yes,
with Adam West. Two Face. And they had like the William Shatner.
Ones?
Yes.
No, new ones.
Yeah, it's like Shatner was supposed to be Two Face or whatever.
Yeah, Shatner was Two Face.
And he did the voice.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, dope.
Dude, they're cool. There's two of them, I think.
Yeah, there's other ones. I forget what it's called. Yeah, there's.
I think
two.
They might be on Max.
They're on Max, yes, and I think they're on something else.
Well, I'm getting ready to move, so when I get like, I'm gonna get my, I'm gonna put a little TV up in the garage, and I'm gonna like when I'm, I got a whole crazy. I'm gonna be in the garage all the time, so I'm gonna like literally, yeah, it's the whole thing, but. So I'm gonna be, dude. I'm definitely gonna have to throw that on in the background and check that out. Like that, just I would like. Is it like more serious?
No, it's
in the tone of Batman 66.
Okay, yeah, but Shatner's two, because Two Face wasn't even in.
Right,
he was supposed
right.
to.
So this, it's like a continuation.
Okay,
they actually, a couple of years ago, they made a comic book where it was an unused script that had
the Batman 66 comic. Ago. Was so yeah, good, man. Yes.
Yes, because they made that was a mini series that was supposed to be an episode.
Yes,
they also made a separate Batman 66 comic, and it's awesome. The last issue is like a collage of the opening intro for Batman 66, where he's beating up all the like generic villains. It's fantastic. It's a nice love letter. Yeah,
it's a great comic.
Yeah,
Jake, you would like it.
Yeah, dude, that sounds awesome.
That's cool. But
so... Batman.
Same, man. Like I'm a Batman freak. Like
yeah.
I'm,
Batman like, I'm, Return of the Caped Crusaders.
Yes. Yep.
And then there is
the Two-Face. Yeah.
Batman versus the Two-Face.
Oh, I've seen that. Okay.
The poster. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, yeah. I haven't. Yeah. Okay.
So there are two movies.
Definitely gotta check that out.
That came out like 2016 and
okay. Perfect.
2000
the Two-Face one was fairly recent.
14 or 15.
Yeah,
well, the Two-Face was 16.
Yeah.
Jeez,
that's a while.
I'm partial to Kilmer as well. Cause like I grew like that was like right around the time I was kind of growing up, you know, Batman Forever. And
Rose.
Yeah, dude. Ray. I mean, dude, it's a good movie. It's a great movie, dude. Like even like, I don't know. I'm not gonna make a giant Batman spiel, but like I love Batman. I remember oh God! I think yeah. I remember when we interviewed Matt Cardona. I asked him. I think I was like, "There's four movies, and one of them's got to go." I think it was Star Wars, Ghostbusters, Back to the Future. Or no. It was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, Back to the Future, or Batman. And he got rid of Batman, and I couldn't believe it, dude.
Yeah, I could see him getting rid of Batman.
Might not never get rid of Batman.
I know.
I wouldn't.
I was just like,
I hate those questions. I never like those questions.
I like. I know. I didn't. Well, it was in our early days when we were young and dumb and we didn't know what to say.
Hey, I don't want any problems, man. You're pretty jacked, bro. I don't want any problems, man. You know, I don't want you.
Who, Matt? Part,
no, you.
You.
Oh, you, Jack. No, no.
I am not Jack, dude. No, no, no. No.
Jake says this all the time, and he's like hawking out, and I'm like, you're reckless.
All right, let's watch the trailer.
Oh, shit. Like
yeah.
All right.
Press play.
Here we go.
This is the Two-Face or is this the first one?
It's the first one.
Okay.
Welcome to Gotham Palace.
On tonight's show, Hector and the Ho-Daddies.
Ho-Daddies.
Holy, unholy alliance. Our greatest foes have reunited.
And it's the voices.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love Adam West and
Burt Ward.
Yeah, Burt Ward.
Oh, it's awesome, dude.
To the Batmobile.
It is. Oh. Oh, and man, Julie Newmar. Watch this, dude. This is amazing. I'm loving it already.
Let's go.
Does he have the painted on the mustache? Cool. Did they animate that?
Cesar Romero?
Yeah.
That would be sick.
You will rue this day.
The only rue here is in the gravy.
No, they didn't have they didn't do it.
You're our only hope.
I asked for Christmas the McFarlane, the play sets. Those were the only things I needed.
Not so fast,
but we're in a hurry.
You're making me want to watch Batman 66, man.
I know, bro.
Yeah. I have the box set. Right,
Batman. Quickly, Robin, to the crosswalk.
To the crosswalk.
I love it.
All right, also,
there's that one.
Awesome.
I also own that box set. It's fantastic. And just, I love that set. It's crazy because how many like guest stars Batman, like for the day. Like they had Vincent Price. Fergus Meredith was Penguin. And he famously, he was Mick and Rocky. And then he was in an episode of The Twilight Zone where the guy breaks his glasses where he just wants to read.
The library. Like
after the nuclear like bomb explosion. So it's like crazy. And then, God. Oh, and you have the little Batman in there. Oh,
it has the Batmobile. And then this is the coolest part about it. Hold on. Where is
That's fantastic.
Oh, there's like a button you have to press. Hold on.
I know it was like a thing when this came out because like Fox didn't have the rights to it, or Warner Brothers didn't have the rights because Fox owned it. It was like a big thing.
There's like a button you press. Oh, here. Maybe it doesn't work. I'm pressing it.
Instigate the extractor protocol.
Radio jump.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Behold my evil extractor. You're trying to overwhelm the machine with the eagle. Shut it down.
Harvey, look out.
Wow. You guys ever hear the story? Supposedly, Burt Ward, they had to make a special costume for him because he was packing two teeth.
I will
rest until we get to
the special costume for him because what?
Because he was packing too much heat.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
supposedly, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it doesn't work anymore. That sucks.
I insist you stop this madness.
Look, pretty boy.
What's that?
We had a deal.
But yeah, you know,
going once, going twice.
William Shatner, you know, perfect for that time frame.
Absolutely.
The secret will be exposed for all of Gotham to see. To the Batmobile. Scarred side. Get them, boys. You'll never take me alive. Cape Copper.
Harvey, stay strong.
Wait, that's sweet, dude. Bird
boy. Now it's your turn, Robin. The boy guinea pig.
You'll never figure out how to use that without...
Hugo Strange? You know what they say. Oh, if you can't kill them in a horrible lab experiment, join them.
So anyway,
that's awesome.
Cool. You know, it's kind of fun to get into some, you know, 66.
No, that's cool. That's definitely something we don't talk about much at all. But I like that a lot. That's definitely piqued my interest there. I'm going to have to 100% check that out.
Yeah, you know, and at a time when, like, you know, is Burt Ward still alive or did he pass?
Oh, no, he's still around.
He's still alive.
He was in that DC Arrowverse, like CW crossover.
Yeah, that's right.
That was cool.
But, you know, at a time where, like, they definitely couldn't, you know, be the characters anymore, like going the animated route and being able to bring that back is actually a lot of fun. So
it's definitely a smart move on their part. Sorry, just give me 1 second.
No, you're good, man.
No worries.
Yeah, no, it's really cool though. I mean, it's just
I'm sad my box set doesn't work anymore.
So what was your box set supposed to do?
So you press a button and it plays the theme song like out of the box. Like
okay.
So like here. So like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I was trying to see if like there's like a battery compartment. It's probably just so old that it just died.
I remember I got this for a friend years ago and it was What do they call the dance? The Batutsi or whatever? You know, where they're doing this thing. Yeah. Like, it was a figure.
It's like the Pulp Fiction kind of.
Yeah. It's like it was a figure, and, like, the box was, like, in a... it was like a like the room that they're in, and I think you could push the button and it would play the music, and you could like push like a little like a button on the back which would make them like move. It was super cool. But
that's awesome, man.
That's fucking awesome. Can I tell you guys about the time I saw Matt Cardona out in the wild?
Yes.
Yeah, let's hear that story.
I'm a Long Island guy. You know, I'm living out in Long Island. So, like, about 10 years ago, I went to go see Fozzy, Chris Jericho's band.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a Judas, you know, I'm going to go see Fozzy. So I wanted to go see him. I'm out in Patchogue, Long Island. If anybody's from Long Island who's listening, knows Patchogue's like kind of like the place to hang out. Mm. So Fozzy's playing, and I'm hanging out in the street, and I see some guy with spiked hair walk by me. And who was it? Goddamn Matt Cardona, Zack Ryder.
Oh, nice.
So I've been a Zack Ryder fan for a long time. Like, I like that he's from Long Island. Like, when I heard about that, I knew he was from NYWC. I get to go to a lot of NYWCs. So I always followed him. So when he did the True Z Island story, I thought it was, like, the coolest thing ever. I'm like, oh, man, this guy's getting behind himself and everything. Like, he's putting all this effort into this. So then I see him at the venue, right? He's, like, just chilling with some girl, you know, who...
It wasn't Chelsea,
but this is a couple years back. So he's hanging out at the venue with some girl, and I go up to him like, "Excuse me, are you Zack Ryder?" He's like, "Yeah, bro, what's going on?" I'm like, "Oh my god!" So I've had a couple of drinks. I'm like, "Oh my god, oh my god!" I'm like a little girl meeting Justin Bieber. I'm like, "Oh man, what's going on, bro? WWE fucked up, man. WWE messed up. They should have like." You know, like, freaking push you more and everything, man. And blah, blah, blah. He's like, thank you. But I totally blew up the spot. I think, like, 25 people. It was all wrestling fans going to see Fozzy. You know, like, 25 people like came up to him. But I told him that story. And he's like, oh, you know, that's really cool that you saw me at Fozzy. So, yeah, Mark Cardona, he's the man. It was cool. Yeah. I got to see him, like, out in the wild. He was super nice. I got to see him in Long Island. And, that deli he always recommends, I want to go to that deli. Like, I'm in Suffolk County, so it's a little bit farther than, like, the Nassau County, so I'm a little far out. But I think it's called My Hero. He always recommends
it. I think so, yeah.
That's, I think that's a Steel City, right?
Sorry?
I don't know. I thought
I think he said Northport or something. I know it's somewhere on the, it's somewhere, like, more, like, towards, like, the city end. Because I'm, like, more towards, like, the end of Long Island. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I definitely want to hit there. Like, it's cool. Like, I love, like, it's been cool following Matt's journey, you know, like, from being WWE, like, I've always been a fan of him, and, like, I remember being at a house show, so I'm like, why isn't he booked? Like, he's we're at the Nassau Coliseum, like, why the fuck, like, why isn't Matt here? Like, I'm sorry, why isn't Zach Ryder?
Oh, yeah, you never made
sense to me.
You can say what you want.
Ah, thank you. And then, it just always kind of, like, frustrated me, but I'm just, it's so cool what he's doing now. He got released, he used that momentum to, like, do something really just awesome now. Like, you know, he always jokes around, like, building his own brand, but he literally did that. And, like, you got to commend him because he could have just been, like, the woo-woo-woo guy. He didn't have to wrestle a death match. He didn't have to do all this, like, crazy stuff, but he doesn't. It's definitely awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I think it was, I was reading an article. I don't know if it was from the Chris Van Vliet interview recently, but it was him saying, like, you know, talk about with AEW, you know, how he went, you know, he thought he was going back, you know, it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But, he, you know, he said, you know, if none, you know, if he had got asked to come back, you know, the following week or whatever and continued to go, he would have never done GCW and got to the point that he was at now. So it's, right. You know, he said it was like a, you know, it was a blessing in disguise type yeah. of situation. So it's pretty cool to think about, like, you know, he did that cup of coffee at, you know, AEW. If he continued, yeah. like, you know, would he be, you know, still be a star over there, or, you know, would, you know, whatever would happen over there, or, you know, would he,
right. yeah, you know, it's hard to say, doing. You know, like, that was still kind of earlier days of AEW.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah. you know, they've got so many more like top stars. Would he have?
Or he got lost in the shuffle.
Right. Which is the thing that he like says, I refuse to do that again.
Right.
Right. Well, yeah.
And maybe he wouldn't have. We just never know. But
yeah. But I mean, I'm a.
So I feel like with him just being on his own, he has more freedom.
Yeah,
you know, like he could get lost in the shuffle in AEW, because I love AEW. I've been following it from the beginning. But Tony Khan, he just has so many guys on that roster, and it's hard to give everyone time, or it's hard mm-hmm. to like. And like, if he was AEW, we would get this awesome stuff with the Ghostbusters, and I got mm-hmm. to see him when he did the Rider Taker in GCW. So it's like, it is definitely. I didn't know that. I got to listen to that interview. I didn't know that. That's really awesome. Like, he just went out and just, you know,
yep.
yeah, because AEW was cool, but he didn't like. Kind of like a fresh coat of paint a little bit, or just, you know,
yeah,
yeah, I don't know, speak for him, like,
yeah,
I don't want to get Rough Rider or anything, you know? I can speak for Hastell Toys, though, that son of a gun, been to his shop, that son of a gun. No, his shop was great, his shop was cool. We were talking earlier, you guys were at the signing, he had a really cool shop, he had a nice shop.
Oh, that's yeah. cool.
That was a good, yeah, I loved going to the signings there. I mean, that was the first time I ever met Danhausen. You know,
oh, you were at the Danhausen one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was there too. I was there too. Oh,
nice.
Looks like we were in a lot of the same places. We had a lot of the same idea. Yeah. You know.
So did you say that you were at GCW for his Ghostbusters entrance?
I wasn't there for the Ghostbusters
entrance. Oh, okay.
I was just saying how awesome it was. I was there for the Rider Taker.
Yeah. No, I wasn't sure, because we were Husbar and I were at the Ghostbusters entrance. So
that was Jersey, right? That was Lenox City.
Yeah.
I've yet to make the trip out there. I want to make the trip out there for one of the shows.
It's weird because it's like it's not the same room as Homecoming, you know, as like the last couple of them.
I saw that. Yeah, I noticed that.
But the new room's awesome. It's a lot of space. Like, you know, we met up with Aaron Ortiz, which just happened to be there, and it was a great surprise. And we had like room to, like, you know, it was like a pretty full show, and we had room to walk around, and like, you know, the merch area wasn't like flooded, but you know, there's it was nice. It was a nice room.
Yeah. Very spacious.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be in the midst of the crowd. You could be.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to be on chairs, you could be.
Yeah, where they run in New York is pretty tight. Because, yeah, me and Husfar went. And that's, like, someplace in Queens, Melrose Ballroom. That was a great night, though. I met Steph DeLander. She was really cool.
Nice.
She was very nice.
Was that the day was her birthday?
That was July.
Trying to remember if we were wearing the purple party hats that day.
No, I don't think so. I think I missed the birthday celebration.
Mm.
That was me. It was you, Ron. That was when Shawnee was there. I gave him two edibles, and he died.
Oh, that day. Yes. That's right.
Johnny Caulfield. That guy's awesome. I like that.
He died? Where did he go to?
He went to the moon, man. Like, I saw him like 2 hours later, and he's like sitting, he's like, yeah, man, I'm just loving GCW right now. Like, he was having a good time.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Man. That's what it's about.
Yeah, that was a cool show. That was a great show.
Yep.
But yeah, one day cool. I'll make the trek. We'll all go to Atlantic City. Are you guys trying to go to Philly?
Oh, yeah. I am. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Jake,
we'll see.
Come on.
We'll see.
Come on, Jake. We'll see. Well, Mania, dude, bro. We're going to get tickets to Mania,
maybe. I'm building a house right now, dude.
Yeah,
we're going to get an Airbnb, man. I'll stay in the futon.
I got. Oh,
we're going to put on Husfar's credit card. We're going to get an Airbnb.
Oh, I don't have any credit
cards. Nah, these guys know. I don't. We don't stay together. I got to get my own place.
Yeah, he's like,
Jake's too good. Jake's too good.
Oh, yeah. I got to have my own private
suite. No, he's just paranoid because I'm going to fart on his pillow again.
Well, and I think part of it, too, is Jake loves the idea of going to something. But then, like, when it comes down to it, it's like, actually, can I or can't I? But if he decides that he can, well, he just goes, I'll just get my own room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. I got to go. I'm going to Orlando. I still haven't even planned anything.
I know, yet. Dude. What the fuck?
I think, oh, by the way, I know what we talked about before. I think I'm good.
Okay. Good.
I should be. Good. Anywho, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's like I want to live my life just, you know, and have fun and just go with the whim of things. But I'm also a like very organized person and I need to have everything like planned out to a T.
So, all right, Jake, you don't want to hang out with us in Philadelphia. You can just tell us, man. It's okay.
Okay, I don't want to hang out with you guys in Philly. Jesus. No,
dude, no, and honestly, it's going to be no. At the Dave and
Buster. I'm just kidding around, man. I'm a top buster. I'm just kidding around, man.
Oh, dude, you're good. You're good, bro.
Yeah, it's Jake, good. Like Billy said, it's going to be at the Dave and Buster's where we did our first our signing together.
Yeah, when you hit me in the face with the tag team belt.
When you blame me for leaving the 8x10s and they were in my backpack.
Oh, and Mike and I, we had to run out and leave, and then you called me.
Yeah, and I called you right away.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The good old days.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully we'll when we'll I get see. To, like, when I do Philly, I get to go to the 2300 ECW arena. I've never been.
Yeah, you have to. Dude,
I guess you have to go there. Yeah, I guess go there.
Yeah, they're going to be doing all sorts of events there.
Well, they're doing an icon. Well, I think it's actually before. It's like a month before. Never mind. I was going to say.
Right. I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you guys right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
If everything's good to go.
I'm going to spill my drink.
When is it? April or March? Yeah.
April.
First week of April. All right. If everything's good to go by mid-March, I will go with you guys in Philly. Okay. Here's my sign of approval. Right
watch
there.
Jake. Watch Jake delay the
whatever no
he's
house
doing.
To be us no, Philly. No.
Delay yeah, whatever well, he's doing to
no, just. I'll go. I'll make a deal with you guys.
You know, if you would have just moved back to Ohio.
Listen, I tried to. Okay, but. It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Oh, my God.
Some might cost a little. Some might cost a lot.
You're sick in the head.
But Big Jake Boski can always be bought.
Goes to Camelot.
Looking real Jack, man. You're looking real Jack. what's going on with DiBiase, man? DiBiase's like federal. I don't know. Him and Brett Favre are like in the same boat right now. Like some kind of nonsense.
Yeah, there's some shady stuff, but hey.
Yeah.
You know what?
Hey, whatever. He's the $1 million man.
Exactly.
Yeah, he'll
have the nicest cell in the joint.
Yeah.
But no, it's cool. We've actually, you know, we've had a string of New Yorkers and Long Islanders and people who've you know, gone and seen like the NYWC shows and so it's cool that, you know, you are another one of those that, you know, you were checking out that indie scene and you know, seeing the guys, you know, at those shows, right?
No, I'm incredibly lucky. I'm incredibly lucky to be in Long Island and have shows like every weekend. Like NYWC, like they used to bring in like WWE guys, like former WWE guys, but now they're focused more on their own guys. Like they have the Big O, like they have this guy Conway is really good. They have Bobby Orlando who comes in, from Creator Pro. So it's awesome seeing the scene, like between NYWC, Creator Pro. There's another federation called Remarkable Wrestling. And like they brought in Machine Guns. So it's just awesome. And then especially like seeing people at like that level, NYWC or independent, where they grow. Like you're seeing someone like, you know, like learning or like taking that next step, which is awesome. That's cool. Sadly, I never got to see Matt and Brian. That was a little like before my time going to shows.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I did get to see Matt versus the Big O. And I think that was like March of 2021. And it was a really cool
card. First one or the second one?
The first one.
I was at the first one.
No. The first one was at FWF. That was at Creator Pro, right?
Well,
no, the first at YWC.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The first one, that was like a firehouse.
Yes. Right? Yep. Yes.
Okay. Then I was there. Yeah. I was there for that one. Yeah.
Hell yeah. That I was the one who caught the barbed wire bat that the announcer, like,
oh, really?
Yeah. It's from going into the crowd. I grabbed it.
That it just it was cool because like seeing Matt versus the Big O, going back to the videos, going back to the True Allen story, like True Zion story, like them being together, like just seeing them wrestle was really cool. So that was like a cool moment. And seeing Chelsea on the show, who Chelsea like, she's just fucking WWE ready, man. Like she always WWE ready. Like that lady like is a professional. Like she, like, it was just cool seeing someone like that in a small set, like in a small setting. Lucky, you know. Yeah. It was cool. Matt did the shots for NYWC. He hasn't been there in a while because I think he was saying like you know it's like more he was doing it more because like nostalgia kind of thing, like going over there. But yeah. It was definitely cool being able to see him. He actually, I missed the show because I was at work. But that like sometimes they have shows like literally like 20 feet from my house, NYWC, and that was a show where he returned for the first time. But I missed it.
As the surprise.
So he was like fucking right. He was right next to my house.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool. So.
Definitely a good like New York, such a good New Jersey, you know, as an extension is such a good wrestling like.
Yeah, I've yet to been so to Mecca where they have like the FWF shows and like stuff like that. I've been there yet. Mm. Like where they have WrestlePro. I haven't been out there yet.
Yeah, the WrestlePros are great, and then I think you're thinking the All Sports Arena, Melville.
Where they had FWF in Jersey?
I'm trying to remember.
It was like the church place.
Oh, yes.
They have shows there all the time, they were saying.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it was a church.
It was like a
VFW.
Knights of Columbus, like,
building. Oh, okay.
Something like that. Yeah.
That's
right. I love when Creative Pro does all.
That was FWF 4.
That's always like their big show. I had a problem with Raven, though. I tried to get Raven's autograph. And he was like kind of on his way out. So I was like, all right, I don't want to bother you, Raven. I don't want any issues around. I'm very spoiled, man. I've like every wrestler interaction I've had has been great. Like from meeting Ric Flair, everyone I've met has been like super fucking cool. Like, you know, so I'm pretty lucky in that aspect. Like,
awesome. Yeah.
When I met Flair, I wooed at him. So that was pretty cool. You know?
Did he woo back?
No.
Bastard.
Thank you. I caught him where. He was doing at New York Comic Con. He was doing for like some like comic book he was promoting. So like a small line and everything. Like it's cool how like the past couple of years AEW has been in New York Comic Con a lot. Like they have a lot of the wrestlers there. Like it's definitely really cool.
Yeah, I hope they continue.
Saw Husfar there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, baby. Wait, what's happening?
What do you mean?
Why are you muted?
Me?
Yeah.
This is always muted.
Because I'm clicking around.
Yeah, I couldn't hear Jake. I got a refill.
Oh,
and I was talking to my wife. Is that okay with you?
No,
I was trying not to interrupt the show, and now you just ruined it. So
when the microphones are muted, cheers, you just keep it going.
Yeah, I gotta bust your balls, Jake. I'm just kidding.
I'm having a great time, guys. Sorry if this is like a train wreck or anything.
Yeah, no, he should apologize. He is a train wreck, and this is just going on.
Me?
Nah, man, you're cool, brother.
You're fine.
All good.
No, you know, and like.
It's what this show's all about. It's just like having fun and like.
Yep.
And honestly, I'm just going to be like full disclosure. We kind of, you know, we've had a format for so long, and I've noticed, I mean, we've all kind of noticed it's just been. Very similar answers because we're asking the same questions, you know, and a lot of people that don't listen to our show, they'll just listen to, you know, two or three past episodes and just try to get like, oh, this is what I got to do. And they just kind of almost, you just kind of get the same repetitiveness. And Billy especially kind of noticed like, we almost tend to have more of a connection and a better conversation before air and after air, you know what I mean? Like we're just having these real natural conversations where we're engaging better. And, you know, it's just like, it's real. And we're just hanging out and being buddies because that's what this is really all about. We're just getting to know you, your love of wrestling, kind of how you met Matt and Brian and, you know, introduced, you know, to the pod, all that kind of stuff. And it's just easier to just go with the flow and just be ourselves than like, you know, who is robotic your daddy and what does he do? You know what I mean? Like, you know, we just,
you know, sometimes, you know, the questions may, you know, still occur and whatever, but overall, you know, it's like said, you know, we got on and as soon as you like came on with us, like the conversations were just rolling, and right, it was a good time. So it's like, why don't we just keep doing that? Right. So all of that to say, like, no, it's not a train wreck. It's just four buddies hanging out, telling right, stories,
getting to know each other.
We're mm-hmm, getting to know each other in a different way. You yeah, know, but if we wanted to, you know, go back to those questions, like, it doesn't hurt to be like, hey, you know, what was like the first wrestling figures that you had?
Right. So with that being said, what were the first wrestling figures that you had?
Like, I remember Christmas morning. I'm actually very excited because Matt and Brian are doing the Bone Cruncher. One of the first figures I got was the Stone Cold Bone Cruncher.
Nice.
The white.
Was that
white
series? On the boot. Well, that was bad. Oh, no. Bad Boys?
Seriously, I'm not sure.
I think it was four.
I think so too.
Yeah, Bad Boys 4.
Yeah, because he had the white boots.
No, black like boots with white star.
Or yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the superstars.
Oh yeah. Oh, I was saying the wrist tape. Yes. Yep. Oh, it was yeah, superstars. Okay.
I found it a couple years ago at a thrift store for really cheap.
Nice.
And I was just gonna say, I'm just excited to talk about wrestling. Like anytime I meet someone in the wild and I'm wearing a wrestling shirt and they start talking about wrestling with me, I'm just like, ready to talk for a while. Because for a long time, I would just go to shows by myself. Like, I went to the first NXT TakeOver in Brooklyn by myself. Because I'm like, I'm not going to wait for people to go to wrestling. Like, and I met awesome people in the crowd. You know, it's like, that's awesome about wrestling. It's like a lot of like hobbies like that. Like, just you meet similar-minded people, and it's fantastic. But definitely, I remember getting this awesome Stone Cold on my birthday. And I remember, like, I'm 35. So when I got into wrestling when I was younger, it was a little taboo because the Attitude Era. So my parents were fighting me, like, you can't watch this. But I always loved it. My mom came, she got me a figure, so it's pretty cool. Yeah, definitely the Stone Cold figure got me started. Like, I'm sure a lot of people my age, like, you know. Remember Stone Cold on Nash Bridges?
Yeah. Nash Bridges? No way.
I never had my dad watch Nash Bridges.
Yeah,
Stone Cold was on it. I was like, yeah, we have to watch this.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they would always do stuff like that, you know, because it was like in conjunction with USA, mm-hmm, you know, so like someone would show up on that or NYPD Blue or La Femme Nikita or something like that.
Yeah, so. I was watching Walker this year. Walker's on Peacock. Walker's pretty solid, man. Oh. If you like, and then all 90s people pop up, I watched one episode. Tobey Maguire was on it. He was some kid who freaking was like having a bad time, and of course Walker, you know, talked him out of it. You know, saved his life. And then the guy from the hacker from Die Hard is Trebek. He's like Walker's like buddy in the show. I got really lucky. Yeah. I saw Die Hard last Monday. I work at Applebee's, so like I'm off during the day, and it was like 3:40 screening of Die Hard. No one in the theater, just me.
Hey, there you go.
I love when that happens because it's like, I do what I want, you know.
Yeah,
I asked my buddy to go. He didn't want to go. Like my buddy didn't want to go, so I got lucky.
You know, I used to love that a lot too. Of like, oh yeah, there's no one in the theater. Get up,
but then
you realize like, how much that like actually screws the movie.
Yeah.
Oh no, 100%. I mean, it's Die Hard though. It was re-release on a Monday.
Well, no, that's different. Yeah. That's different. Yeah. Like Die Hard's already made.
Oh yeah, if it's money. Any other movie, yeah, of course.
When that happens to new movies, I kind of feel bad. I'm like, oh,
of course,
no.
Of course.
My girlfriend.
But then I stop feeling bad and I enjoy it.
The Bob's Burger movie last year, and we were the only people in the theater, so I felt kind of bad. That was pretty good.
Nice.
Which I heard.
Not as good as the Simpsons movie. When I met Bret Hart, like the thing I said to him, because like when you meet people, you only get like a second. I did the Simpsons line, and I think I messed it up. I was like, "Yeah, it smells like old man in here." He's like, "No, the line is it smells like old man stink." And he's like, "In 500 years, no one's gonna remember my wrestling, but they're gonna remember I was on the Simpsons." I'm like, "You're right, Bret."
Yeah. And he got a figure out of it.
Yeah,
he did. That's
yes, he did.
Pretty damn cool.
As far did you go to WrestleCon like 2019? I was there. That's where I met Brett. That was in New York or WrestleMania.
I went to one in like okay. Kelly was there and Scarlett Bordeaux. Really? I don't think it was 2019. I don't think I was going to conventions at that. I don't know.
Have you guys ever been to WrestleCon?
I have not.
Yeah.
It's awesome, man. It's like everywhere you look, it's just wrestlers. It's so cool.
I thought
we did Dallas and
yeah, we did Dallas. That was the first one that I had ever been to.
And then the other one, LA.
I did in Los Angeles, but I didn't get to go to that because I had to leave early.
It was kind of a shit show anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine. Yeah. It's giant crap. You know, it's a fun time. That's cool. And then it was cool. They had shows. So I had to see Zack Sabre Jr. versus Moro Suzuki. See Tanahashi. Like it was really, really cool. Yeah. That was
you'll get some more in Philly. You'll get some.
Yeah, I'm very excited for Philly. I'm very excited for Philly.
Me too.
Yeah. It's like I'm more excited for the little shows than Mania itself, because Mania is kind of pricing me out right now. Like I might just do one night because I want to see Cody finish the story.
That's
but when we finish the story. I'm a Cody Mark. I'm a dash Cody Mark, man. I'm with you. It was cool. I got to do in 2018. He was having a cigar come out, so we did like a smoker. So it was like $100 to go, but he got an autograph of Cody, and it was in Soho. So I got to smoke a cigar, and then Cody was there. I got a picture. Yeah, talked to him for a second, and then Scorpio Sky was there, and Christopher Daniels, and MJF. Like, MJF, like, before he was in AEW. So I got to talk to him for, like, a second. It was cool, man. It was really cool. Cody was really nice.
Cody's the man. He's always the best. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's awesome. He has the cigar company with Frankie Kazarian, right?
Yeah, it's like American Rebel Cigar. Yeah. And I think the first guy they were doing with, they replaced. Because I don't see him, like, mentioned anymore. I did buy the cigars, but I'm terrible at smoking cigars. Like, because you're not supposed to inhale, but I always inhale on accident.
I'm the same way. I've tried smoking cigars, and I want to just like a cigarette, just puff it all down. Jake, you smoke cigars, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, I still do. I have a.
They taste really good.
Do what?
They taste Cody really ones? Good.
What are they?
No, just what's in the general.
Brand? Just in general.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I have a humidor. It's a pretty big one actually, but I'd kind of gotten away from it because here I live in an apartment complex and you're not allowed to smoke on the premises. It's a $250 fine.
Even outside?
Yes.
There's no like smoking area?
No, you can't smoke in the parking lot, nothing. You got to go like way out. That sucks. Yeah, it sucks. So
that's lame.
You know, so that's why I'm moving so I can smoke.
Tell Joe Vin to move.
You can start smoking cigarettes again. Yeah.
No, I ain't smoking cigarettes again. Hell no.
Joe Vin said he's having a problem with smokers all around his apartment. He had to move like a couple of times or whatever.
So. Oh, wow. Dude, yeah. I haven't talked to Joe in forever.
I talked to him a couple days a week.
Tell him
to hit him up.
You tell him to hit me up.
He's got a. Oh, wait. I don't know if I could say. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. We'll talk later.
Yeah, don't say things.
I think I know what you're saying. I think I know. I know what you're talking about. But anyway.
I don't remember if. It was, you know, publicly posted.
All right. Never mind. I don't know. Anyway.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, smoking cigars. It's cool, man. Cool thing. No, there's so many different cigars, like
the cognac ones and shit.
Yeah, I have no clue. I like my palate isn't like mature. So I don't know.
It's crazy. My wife actually knows more about cigars than I do because she used to go buy them for me all the time. And, you know, they have like sweet tips. So there's like sugar tip cigars.
Yeah.
And there's stuff, you know, like as far as it's rolled the in cognac. There's all kinds of stuff. They different type of whiskeys. They'll roll them in. I mean, there's so many different flavors.
Cubans.
These ones that she used to get me up in Ohio, they were called Cheap Bastards. That was like legit name of them. But it was like a good solid cigar, and it was just like it just hit nice. It's just nice and relaxing, you know, sitting out on the back porch having a beer, smoking a cigar, you know, just kind of chilling. It was nice. So that's something I'm looking forward to at the new house, you know, just get a couple stogies and just kind of.
Jake's gonna be in his bed like
oh no, I'm not I know I ain't smoking in the house.
Ash is all over the white sheets.
No.
That's awesome, man. Like you have your own area, you're like you don't have anyone like chirping at you or anything. That's
right.
Ideal. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Are you building one of those, what are they called that you call them? I call it a gazebo, and you're like, what's a gazebo?
Arugula.
Arugula? Arugula?
Is that a regional term? Is that like steamed hams?
Pergola.
Pergola. What I said, arugula.
I said lettuce. It's a Utica term. No, I'm from Albany.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't eat no arugulas, and I ain't left in no pergola.
Oh, you have no, pergola? It's a God. I can't remember the name
of it. Gazebo, bro.
No,
it's a gazebo.
Gazebo.
Is this guy smoking now? We got.
He's gonna be at WrestleCon.
Nice.
Yeah, I bought his. I bought his papers. They're pretty solid. They're pretty solid.
Oh, the papers.
No, it's nice. Called a yeah. Lanai. A Lanai. Yes, I am gonna be building one, but it's gotta wait till after the house because I can't put the pool in until after the house is built.
Mm. All right.
What are you?
About? I was laughing.
Why? Why are you? Why are you laughing?
You're funny.
You're funny.
You're a funny guy.
Dude, I'm gonna put you in a headlock and DDT you on the apartment.
Why don't you go get your shine box? Shine my shoes.
Oh my gosh.
Good fellas. Come on. Good fellas. I feel like Brian.
I got you. I got
movie
you.
References.
What am I? Some kind of clown? Am I here to fucking amuse you?
Thank you. Thank you. Someone. Thank
you. Watch, you see The Irishman when Robert De Niro is like, dude, great. And he's like, kicking people.
Yes.
Oh, no. It was fantastic. It was fantastic. I want to see. Do you guys see Killing Moon yet?
Oh, I need to.
Scorsese? I haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm.
I heard it's fantastic.
I saw Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, I recommend that.
Very good.
You saw it, Billy? Oh my god, so good!
I need to see that. Like, it's
a dude. It was so good, man. We'll rise against Godzilla.
It's like,
have you seen the Monarch? Apple show. Yep,
I'm all caught up.
Not yet. I'm
behind. All right. I'm like an episode behind the Apple show, but the Apple show is awesome. Like
five.
I think
six episodes.
Six.
It's cool because I feel like they use the CGI like sparingly, so it looks really good. One of those things where it's like a couple of minutes an episode, so like they can like save the budget or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that's pretty fantastic. I like all the Godzilla content.
Me too. Yeah. I'm glad we're getting all sorts of like we're getting like, you know, American made, you know, Godzilla big action blockbusters, and then we're getting, you know, Japanese original, you know, new stories with like drama. The next
Kong versus Godzilla trailer dropped and
Well, actually, if you guys want to, just for everybody listening, real quick. Please join our Patreon this month just for the pop culture episode because you want to talk about Godzilla versus Kong. You are going to get to hear a hell of a match between Billy Walter Peck and Andrew Husvar discussing Rocky IV this
well,
month. Holy shit.
As we were recording this, Joe Sullivan.
$5, only $5. That you're like, that's less than a cup of coffee from Starbucks.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, for real.
He commented legit. Saying, who knew Rocky IV was going to cause such a topic of conversation?
Yeah.
Rocky IV is fucking dope.
Oh, yeah,
no,
man.
I don't.
And we weren't fighting.
Oh, you guys hating on Billy Rocky was fighting, dude. Billy was pissed. Oh, yeah.
I was not pissed.
Right. Well, you were too, you liar.
I was not pissed.
Husvar,
don't like Bridget Nelson?
Bro.
What?
Listen. Go ahead.
You don't like Bridget Nelson?
Bridget Nelson.
Yeah, you guys actually, ever seen Cobra?
What's that?
Yeah.
You guys ever seen Cobra with Stallone?
Oh,
my God. It's
a fucking Christmas movie.
Dude.
It's awesome.
I love Cobra. It's the Cobretti, baby.
They fucking eat the pizza.
That's a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about that.
Shit. And I watched that recently, too.
You're right. Yeah. He's got the little fucking tree on his table. When he's eating the pizza, he's cutting it with scissors.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's cutting it with scissors.
Oh, fuck. I can't believe I didn't say that. Dude, that's like legit. Over, that's legit my favorite Stallone movie. Like,
oh, dude, it's so good. No, it's so good.
He's like driving the 50 cash, Merc, but... dude.
Oh. I like that he fights like some cult that like the swords, they clang the swords together.
Yes.
Like just some random.
No, they have axes. Like. They're axes. They're like.
the best one is Tango and Cash. Or no, Nighthawks, where it's like the guy's getting away and then there's like a woman and then he like goes to grab the woman and turns around. It's Stallone in a wig and lipstick and he punches him in the face.
I've never seen that. I have
Nighthawks.
I by that. That sounds fantastic.
No. Are you sure it's not? Oh no! It's I'm thinking of
Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash. Wait, it's Kurt Russell when he's on the back of the bike.
No, it's Nighthawks. Look at.
Oh. Weird.
Dude, Stallone's got a wild filmography. Like he directed the sequel to Saturday Night Fever. Like he was in a softcore porn. Like he's been a lot of eclectic
called things. The Italian Stallion.
Yeah.
It was called something else, and then they changed it to Italian.
Oh. Yeah, because fucking Rocky. Yeah,
okay. Because of Rocky. Was, I didn't know so that. Good.
Yeah,
it was called like.
It was like Ghost
Park or something.
I think it was like Hang Out at Gina and Willie's or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like
so 70s obscure. Bullshit name.
Like Debbie Does like, Dallas, you know?
Yeah. Some like bullshit like that. But they had to get that money from Rocky. Because with Rocky, I mean, everyone knows the story, but Stallone's like, I want to be the lead. Yeah. No one else is going to be the lead. And like he, you know, kind of bet on himself, you know? And he's
absolutely.
Which is awesome.
It's like,
did you actually a little kid do the Rocky speech?
Oh, yeah. That was so cool. Did you guys see that?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yes.
A little, like, I guess Stallone, it was like for the, 40th anniversary?
Some anniversary. Yeah.
Anniversary. And he was at the, the steps and at the art museum. And a little kid came up and was doing the entire speech.
Yes. That he did. I did see. Yeah.
And he kept going and he was going hard. Stallone was like dying because he's like, this is awesome. Like this kid just knows it. We're line for line. He's doing it with them.
Yeah.
That's cool. It was really cool.
All right. One's got to go. Stallone or Schwarzenegger? Who's got to go?
Schwarzenegger.
Stallone.
Oh my God. It's tough.
I love Stallone too. Like it's hard. That's a hard decision.
Yeah, it's easy. It's Seagal. Steven Seagal.
Yes. There is no world that I will live in where
Stallone and Schwarzenegger are not in it together.
I agree.
I like that. No, 100%. No, that's the answer. No, yeah, Seagal can get out of here.
Yeah, and I almost said Van Damme because he's number three on my list.
I like Van Damme. Yeah,
I love Van Damme, dude. I gotta have Van Damme.
Fun fact: Van Damme was supposed to be Predator.
That's right.
Yeah,
he was supposed to be Predator, but he couldn't. Yeah, he couldn't. The suit like didn't mesh with him, whatever, and he got fired.
He got annoyed at how hot the suit was, and he's like, "I'm not doing this shit." I'm out.
I'm not about that, brother.
Could you imagine Predator doing the splits?
And he looked like a.
I think
like
Predator more intimidating.
He looked like a praying mantis too. Like they had a different suit, and he was
It's almost totally different that suit. He got out of it because then they changed the suit and
right.
Yeah.
No, it all worked out. No, but. You can't get rid of Schwarzenegger ever because Commando is like one of the best movies of all time.
Oh yeah, I like
Total Recall. Fucking True Lies. Fucking Erased.
True Lies is underrated. Let me
explain Schwarzenegger and Stallone to you in wrestling terms. They would not be what they are, just like WWE wouldn't be who they are without WCW. You have to have competition to be better.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So without the one, you can't have the other. And I think that's what makes, Stallone and Schwarzenegger. I mean, they literally, if you just watch there was a documentary just, I think on
Netflix.
Stallone. Yeah.
I haven't finished it, but what I've seen is really good.
They kind of even talk about that, like how they were in competition. They legit said our movies would not have been as good or as crazy without the other one because, like, you know, in this movie, Stallone had a big knife. Well, I had to have a bigger gun or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, whoever's muscles were bigger. And he's like, you know, they were just trying to outdo each other. And this movie made $300 million. This one made $350, then $400. You know what I mean? So it's just that competition. And
Terminator. Hands
down. Right. Yeah. I like Schwarzenegger, but I think, like, there's a portion of his career that produces like some real bad movies.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't think Stallone is quite the same. I'm not saying like Schwarzenegger got like some real goofy ass movies. Like Stallone didn't take that route.
So the thing is like, and like a lot of people like, you ever see Stop or My Mom Will Shoot?
Yeah,
I don't know if I actually have.
Yeah,
with Stallone.
I think I saw parts of it. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So yeah. So a lot of people hate that movie because it's Stallone trying to be comedy, but he's a cop and his mom is Estelle Getty, and you know, like it's funny it is ridiculous, but like I actually really enjoy that movie. It's actually a really good movie.
I enjoy it.
People hated it. It was just. it was bad timing for Sylvester Stallone because he was coming off of Rambo and Rocky and all the, you know, the Cobra and all these like hard ass movies. And then he goes to this like soft kind of comedy, like, you know, and it was just kind of one of those things. And then Schwarzenegger was like still doing that stuff. Then he kind of hit like Kindergarten Cop and then Last Action Hero. And they were kind of softer movies. They weren't as violent.
They're more
and then,
for like kids.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Stallone didn't ever put out like not great movies.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, he's in like some, Bullet to My Head. Remember that one?
Oh, you know, another one out. Where he was a race car driver coach called Driven.
Yeah.
And it was like every cliche was in that movie. Dude.
But yeah.
It's like a love triangle and then,
See that? So that's the thing. Like, I love, I'm a huge car nut. So I love that movie. But like, most people hate it. You know what I mean? So it's just.
Is your favorite movie, Jake? Driven? No,
absolutely not. No.
Driven poster hanging up? Yeah.
I should do that.
The Criterion Collection.
I need the VHS autograph.
That would never. Never.
It's all right. You love Driven, bro. It's all right.
I like a lot of horrible.
Reynolds is fantastic. Burt Reynolds, he was in WrestleMania 10. We're swinging back to wrestling.
Fucking Burt Reynolds, bro. I mean, come on. Smokey and the Bandit.
Did you guys order the WrestleMania 10 set? Mm-hmm. With Razor and Ace the Ladder?
Yeah.
That was dope. Yeah. I didn't get it. I didn't pick it up.
No, I'm waiting for that WrestleMania 9 set to come out. With my man.
Caesar Palace.
Giant Gonzalez, dude. I need.
WrestleMania now, underrated, bro.
Right. It was cool. Hell yeah.
As a kid, I always thought it was cool. I was like, oh man, it's cooler in Caesar Palace. And then you actually watch WrestleMania 9. And Giant Gonzalez.
He's the man.
I've been trying to get a WCW 91 card collection together. So last year, like that's like the WCW 91, like with Brian Pillman, Giant Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. So I ordered a Giant Gonzalez on eBay. And I'm hoping it's a real one. I spent $30 on it. Like I compared it to other signatures. So I'm trying to get the complexion.
Wait, autographed?
He doesn't even have
it's
that.
It's an autograph. Yeah, it's an autograph. Giant Gonzalez.
Whoa!
I don't know. I got it from I got it from eBay like last year. But there's no JSA left. But I've tried to compare it to other.
You have it?
I do. Yeah. Give me 2 seconds. I'll pull it up for you.
The time you need.
My collection.
Listen, folks, you're about to witness a live purchase by the big Jake Boski.
You're about to see a whiteout on Jake's camera.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know if it's real, though. That's my issue. Like, I'm not sure. It was pretty cool.
It doesn't smell real. You should sell it to me.
You should hit up WWE Treasures and see if they can authenticate it or something. Put on an episode. Yeah. They ever did Giant Gonzalez gear or something, you know? That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Who has that bodysuit, Jake?
Oh, dude, I have no clue.
Maybe it's already in the archives.
It's not Giant Gonzalez, though. It's WWE, so it's El Gigante.
El Gigante.
It's still, that's probably even rarer, maybe, you know?
Yeah, don't know.
It's not graded. I never got a certification. I got it for $30 off eBay. That's why I took the chance, you know what I mean? I was like,
yeah, for 30 bucks.
It's real, maybe it's not. Yeah, 30 bucks off eBay.
Hard to say, but it looks cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I'm trying to get this whole set done because, I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to finish it because Brian Pillman, obviously. But a couple years ago, I sent one to Jim Ross and he signed
it. Oh, the whole set signed is what you're trying to. Got it.
This is like my bad. Paper stock that's been JSA'd.
I don't know. I don't know. He's different.
He's different. The L's different.
Yeah, but they don't always
It's doing it on a smaller
sign the same way.
I wouldn't want to like bamboozle anybody. You know what I mean? Like
but a lot of it's pretty similar.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question.
I mean, here's his.
Would you consider selling that?
I don't know.
What would make you know?
I'm trying to get the whole collection.
Yeah, but you know what you can do with a whole collection?
I don't know.
Here's another one.
Exactly.
We can talk about another time. We can talk about another time.
This one says it's autographed too. I don't know. Yeah. Like, hard to tell.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Where'd you get that? I like the one Husfar's got a little bit better. It looks a little more authentic.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was on Worth Point on eBay.
I don't know.
Damn it.
Yeah, I got it from eBay. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
This I like it.
El Gigante autograph collection.
You know, so, I'm sorry, again, man. I just wanted to highlight my favorite part of my collection.
Dude, all these signatures are different, dude.
That's what I'm saying. These were all sold ones.
How many are you missing? Like out of your whole collection?
I know.
Brian Pillman, I'm missing.
Sure.
And
I bet you he signed one of those at some point.
Apparently, there's one he signed, the giant El Gigante, according to this old sold one.
And that one looks very similar too.
Yes.
I'm missing Sid. Sid was supposed to do Hassle Toy, but he fucked over Hassle Toy.
Right.
That's right. So yeah, all the signatures look different.
I was friends with him on Facebook for like 2 days.
Psycho Sid?
Yeah.
Wow.
I sent him a friend request. He accepted it. And then he blocked me or kicked me out.
Osvar, thank you for looking, man. Because that's the thing. They all look kind of like, I can't.
Those were like some things from like a long time ago. So I don't know if, you know, there's one that had the JSA card, you know, so it's hard. Like you might be able to contact JSA and they might be able to, or next time they're at a convention, you might be able to bring it in. They might have
that's a good authenticate.
Let me ask this.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jake, though. I didn't mean to get you all around.
No. I love it.
He loves it.
You're just going to cost me money. It's fine.
Like, I'm trying to think of the right way to ask. Like, do you care? Like, do you want to, like, find out, like, officially, you know, like, one way or the other? Like, would it crush you if you found out it wasn't or?
You know what? I don't think it would crush me. Like,
or are you realistic about it?
I'm realistic because, like, I know, like Brian has mentioned before, it's like people have windows, like from when the thing is produced,
yeah,
like when they pass away. So it's like maybe he did a convention, like I don't know. And also the eBay seller, it wasn't like he was selling 10 of these.
Yeah,
it was like one of them.
Yeah,
so that's why also like I just never got the certification, so that's why I have my doubts. But I mean, I would like to know, but if I don't know, it's not the end of the world. Because like, I'm just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
And like I said, I know I'm never going to like complete it. So
but yeah,
it's cool. It's a fun little thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe you could complete it.
Also, I'm on a mission now. I'm trying to do all the all-in cards. I got that set like in 2020. Right before, I guess like, I don't know. I got it for $20.
That's like the AEW pay-per-view.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
I have the MJF.
Get those signs.
And the Chelsea. Yeah. Those are the only two.
I got Joey done.
Janelle's?
The all-in cards are really sick. They're awesome. I want to get them graded. I'm just like, have you guys done the grading? I get a little paranoid. I'm just a little scared.
I have not. I usually, like, if I get them graded, I'll buy them already graded. Like, I haven't sent any in because I've heard too many horror stories, like, during the pandemic.
Do you have this one?
No, I don't have them both signed. No. I have separate, though. I have one Steiner and one Rick, like, signed.
So, you trying to get the whole set? Are just like, because I mean, there's multiple cards of every person.
I'm just trying to get whatever signed, like whatever cards I get, like whoever I see.
Okay,
I have a Chelsea Green sign. I have that all in.
I got this at WrestleCon at High Spots. They had random like cards signed by people, and they had this one. It was like $50. I was like, fuck yeah,
damn. There's a Teddy Long for $12.75.
Teddy Long. I would love it.
I have Teddy signed. I have Teddy.
Oh, damn it. For $12.75, I'd buy that.
I like that Steiner, though, because I have two Steiners, but it's separate. One Scott, one's Rick. It's not on the same card, but like both of them on the card. I have Doom, though. I have like Butch Reed and Ron Simmons on the same card, and Butch Reed just passed away, so.
Yeah.
I think this will be a pretty petty. Oh,
yes, it would.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah,
Cody Rhodes,
especially with the dark hair.
Yeah.
That's sick, man.
Get that baby,
dude, Mr. Wall Street, bro.
I met him. I have that signed by him because he was at Wrestle Universe.
Nice.
Like, years ago, so I got it signed for Mr. Wall Street, and I was like, "Hey, man, you were in NWO 2000." He was like, "Yeah." That was my interaction with IRS.
Those are cool. That's a cool collection.
I agree.
I love those. Like, I have that whole set of cards. I remember, well, Billy and Andrew remember because, like,
yeah, I bought you this thing,
piece it together, and then I ended up buying a whole case, like it was a box. A guy had a whole entire box like that you that they sell at the store. Like there was oh, like nice. 50 packs in there or whatever for I got it for $13, the whole thing. So
yeah, these cards are dirt cheap. They're dirt cheap, but they're awesome.
Yeah, they're sick. But the only problem was later, like a year later, I that's when I found out there was this Sting hologram card.
From that set?
Yes.
And me and Billy yeah, surprised
you. Heard about that.
Oh, dude.
What? Oh, fuck.
Oh, I should run down to my garage and get it real quick. I have it.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Dude,
yeah. Well, I didn't know there was a hologram from that set. That's really sick.
Yeah, so I found out the only way you can get it is if you were a store owner. It came with the box, and it was like a display piece. Hold on.
Yeah, you're blowing my mind right now. I never even heard
of it. Dude, I know. It's sick, dude. So they're not. Yeah, here it is. Hold on. Loading up.
Oh.
So, yeah. And this, I mean, this is a
goddamn, bro.
PSA 10, 8 for $200.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that went up. I only paid 25 for mine.
Yeah, but that's great.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, mine's not graded, but this was also 2 years ago. But yeah, Billy and Andrew, they were going to buy me one, but of course I ruined it and bought my own.
He was at Comic-Con this year, so I finally got him to sign one of my cards, like the 91 card.
It was cool.
It was like my second time meeting him because he was there 1 year and he was like a surprise guest, so we got to meet him like randomly.
Oh wow!
See, it's like it's cool when people aren't in the WWE umbrella because they can show up in random places.
Yeah,
they can like you know it's more like you know more of a opening I guess like to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
WWE.
I was gonna say they have been getting WWE has been getting a little better with the meet and greets, like you know for sure, like the you know with Fitterman and everything. It's a little pricey, but you know it's you know that's just how the cookie crumbles. You know,
did you go to that gimmick? Did you go to the thing in Brentwood? Like that was last month. Rhea Ripley was there with Fitterman, and it was you were there.
Yeah,
I know a lot of guys were there. Yeah, yeah. Did you meet Ripa? Did you meet Rhea?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Nice. Yeah, to get my figure done. She's one of my favorite. She's, you know, I've been when I was a little bit after, but when I was like re-getting into wrestling and everything, she, you know, she was in NXT and she's around the same time as Deanna in NXT. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. So
I've never seen her at VFW in Center Reach, Deanna Purrazzo.
She's the best. I love watching her wrestle. She just the Fujiwara armbar is so sick. Fucking all my shit.
We can cut this, but how much did Fireman Sports hit you for the autograph? 100? I would say easily, right?
It was, I think it was like $130 or something. It was like 100 or around there.
Fireman Sports, real premium item.
Yeah,
that's why, because I did.
They're getting their cut. They're getting. Their
I
cut,
wasn't yeah. a premium item actually. The figure was fine. It was like something else was counted as premium, like belt. It was belts and like plaques or something was like considered a premium item.
Yeah, for them. So, I get it. They got to make their money, but Fighterman though, I feel like they're definitely like price gouging a little bit.
Yeah, it's like Fanatics too. You know, their prices went up a little bit too, but you know they're bigger now with TKO. So so I get it. I understand.
Yeah, it's totally understandable. Yeah.
It sucks, but
funny. I was laughing. The guy got mad at Matt and Brian for charging at WrestleKate. It's like, I mean, maybe he doesn't understand the situation, obviously. Like, maybe he's never been to a convention or whatever. But, like, I mean, come on. Like, you know, they're trying to support themselves.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. They're doing their own thing.
Yeah, man. Like, this has been fun. Like, who knew, you know, we'd have, like, a whole, like, Batman 66 conversation.
Yeah.
Alone versus Schwarzenegger, learning about these, you know, 91 cards, you know, the journey to get them all signed. Like, no, this is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome, dude. Like, mm-hmm. it's.
Yeah. Like, and I.
All my stuff right up my alley. Dude.
Right. Sure. Right. I look forward
to. You got Jake Itchy.
Philadelphia, you know, hopefully be able to, you know, run into each other, you know, once, twice, a few times, you know, throughout the week.
I think, you know, if we get down to Philadelphia, we can fire it up. You guys ever seen The Crow? The bad guys in The Crow are so fucking cool. They all have like sayings and stuff, and they all have
top dollar. And, yeah, they have gimmicks.
And they go, fire it up. Fire it up. Yo, this has been fantastic, guys. Yeah, hopefully we all see each other in Philly, man. Like,
fucking yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah, I know we'll be trying to get some Mania tickets for sure.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Definitely. Yep. So, well, Dan, we should probably start to wrap this thing up.
Oh, we're gonna land this plane.
We gotta land the plane.
Hold the plane.
You know, we had to hold the plane, but now it's probably time we start to land the plane.
Pump the brakes, Jack.
But no, I was seriously. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
Hell yeah.
You know, appreciate you coming on and hanging out with us, telling us a little bit about your story, and just having a good time shooting the shit.
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, before we go, Husfar, you got to take us out.
Play my La Parca music.
I got Galoom, a Hasbro Dusty. I got the merch that drives the marks, while the ring-worn gear, they want to wear it. H-A-R-D. Just like Blue Chew, I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
Claim all the figs. Claim all the merch. Like Super Gabby. You already know the Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. With Phil Jackson, always scratching that itch. I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
Hey, all you major marks. Claim all that merchandise.